is settling acceptable? Hi there, this is Single Married Divorce. My name is Eric Rung, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I am happily divorced.
So this story that we're about to discuss here is about a woman who's in her 30s and decided, this guy's good enough. And she's fine with it. I think, and to me, I read this story and I thought it was sad. They don't necessarily have a whole lot in common. They just kind of, it seems like they're going through the motions a little.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I mean, I think it was almost like kind of, I mean, she wasn't even that old when this all started,
yeah,
right?
30 years old. She's from London.
And they've been together for like
5 years.
5 years. So 25. I mean,
yeah. She even comes right out and says he was not my usual type. Her name in the story, anyway, is Susan. Didn't check any of her criteria on an ideal partner checklist, but she sees a future with him. I don't even know how that's possible.
I mean, I think that I've dated people that if I say this is what I want out of someone I'm dating, I think I've dated people that don't make those marks at all. But she's very much like, he's just fine and
average.
And that's just, but I think the fact that their names are not in here and it specifically says the names were changed to protect the innocent. I mean, I think he would be devastated to hear that she thinks that she's settled for him. And I think anyone would be.
I wouldn't want anybody to settle for
him. No, don't settle. I feel like there's every relationship has like the honeymoon period, and like honeymoon period's like all the butterflies and the,
right,
you know, and then
this
like
had none of it,
and then you settle into like, yeah, well, that's actually what I was gonna say, and then you settle into like real life, and then I used to tell my buddies, I'm like, listen, honeymoon period's awesome, but then it ends and you have to figure out like, all right, am I still super in love with this person? Do I still want to spend the rest of my life with them? But you can't expect the honeymoon period to last for 75 years, you know. In my opinion.
Well, I mean, yeah, you try and find ways to get back to it.
Well,
every
yeah,
once
you have
in a
like
while.
Date nights and whatever, and you know, you keep the magic alive. But like this, like never even had like a glimpse of a honeymoon period.
Doesn't sound like it for her.
I mean, it sounds like they settled from the very day from day one.
Well, no, I was going to say they the whole reason they even got together in the first place is they slept together the first night they met.
I know. I want to hear like the back and forth, like, hey, do you want to have sex? I don't know. I guess I want to have sex. And if you want to have sex and I want to have sex, we're in the same room, I guess we could just,
I mean, we're right next to each other.
Do it.
Might as well have sex.
That's like their day-to-day life now, you're saying? Or at the time of the one night stand?
Because they're just all settling. Well, I'm sure alcohol was involved in one. I mean,
I hope there was some, and like there was some passion going on, because it seems so like
very blasé.
I mean, this also could be a person who, I mean, it's been going on for 5 years.
Fiance. And they're getting married.
Yeah.
This is happening. This is the real deal.
So is this like, I mean, was there actually a time where maybe there was a honeymoon period and now she's looking back on it and just like discounting everything? Or is it really as miserable as she is?
So you're saying that maybe she is looking back with through a different set of lenses.
Perhaps. But either way, she should not be getting married. I mean, that kind of doesn't matter. Like, this is clearly not a couple that needs to keep going.
Why? And it sounds to me like reading this article is that she's just kind of sick of dating. Or she didn't want to do it.
She's overwhelmed by like thinking about dating apps. Like, she doesn't want that. So this guy's fine. So she'll just marry him.
I mean, I can do this with my partner over and over for the rest of my life. Does this sound terribly average? Even unromantic? Perhaps. We don't do a lot of romantic things anyway.
I mean, I think
maybe they're just really sucky people.
They could be. Yeah. I mean, I think the message is no one should settle. I think you're better off being alone than settling.
I agree, even though you may die sooner. But I mean, still, I think you're going to have a lot more fun in life.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You're going to feel better about yourself, I would think, than, God, I can't think of anything worse than just being with somebody just to be with somebody.
So in one part it says, he was always way more interested in me than I was in him. Did I send you guys that ridiculous book that Shannon sent me?
Oh, yeah. What was the name of it?
The Rules. Crazy Shannon's like, this is what you need to read.
Oh, yeah.
And this is how we're going to like really get you on the path to find the man of your dreams. It's hilarious. It's like, do not talk to, it's like everything I am, it says, is bad. It's like, do not talk too much. Do not make jokes. Don't be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't offer to pay for anything in the first 3 dates, where I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine.
That one, yeah.
You can offer the tip.
I respect the, you know, the move.
The drinks after dinner sometimes.
I know. I was just joking. It's pretty much like, don't make him think you're interested in, don't offer your phone number, like...
This sounds like all things that you heard when you were...
My great-grandmother said to me on the porch.
Junior high.
No, this is total. Like, I had a buddy in college who was convinced, like, he'd be like, McGuire, be really nice to a girl, like, three times in a row when you see her, and then the fourth time you see her, just ignore her and don't do anything. And it is, like, it'll totally work.
Oh, God.
A guy you went to college with?
Yeah, actually, he's a pretty good buddy.
Yeah.
You don't know him. You know, it's not one you've met.
I used to know, and I never understood this, but there was a guy that I went to school with, wasn't in our immediate friend circle, but, you know, kind of on the periphery, I would say. He was just a jerk. And
it worked.
It worked for him. I don't know what he was saying behind closed doors, but it was just
You cannot go behind closed doors for quite some time, according to the rules.
Yeah, not the first date, not the second date.
Not the first month.
Yeah. Well, you know, in fact, never do it. Just don't ever have sex with him.
I think you can offer your hand for a kiss at some point.
Speaking as a former bad boy.
No way.
No. I never did. I mean, there is some truth to that, though. Like, a lot of women treat that guy bad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. But, I mean, I think that... Does it go the other way? Do guys like girls that... Women that treat them poorly?
Well, according to the rules, like, you just give him no reaction. Just, like, look off.
Because it's, like, the whole hunt thing.
Right, because a man wants to hunt you and feel like he has caught you is really the basics.
I've heard that. I heard that from a woman I dated that... she's like, well, I have to give you the chase and blah, blah, blah. Like, if you like me, then just like me.
No. They said you could just give in and let him know you like him, but that's when you lose. I'm sorry. I'm only at rule. There's like...
You're losing?
I don't know how many rules there are. There's like 30 or 40 rules. I'm at rule 3. And I just keep making underlined things and laughing and then taking pictures
of
it.
We're going to need a book report.
And sending it to my good friend Amy. Like, you are obviously doing it all wrong. I know. I'll write you a synopsis.
Right. All right.
Next time.
I'll look forward to that. We need a dating story.
Actually, no. I wanted to, before we move on, I wanted to say a quick thank you to both of you. Because we talked about settling, and neither one of you made a joke about Beth settling. So
we haven't had a second try.
I'm sorry. I need more coffee.
Thank you for taking the high road.
Is this why Beth keeps texting me? No.
Does she have a live feed? Okay, so who's got the dating story here?
I have a dating story.
Okay, there we go.
I work with a lady, and she is pretty and sweet and smart and
about our
friendly.
Age?
About our... Oh.
Picture.
About our age.
Ooh.
And she was going out with this guy for like 6 months. And they had this standing date on Saturdays, and they go out, and they go out. And they had met through church, so...
you got to go to the church.
The you know, they would...
That's where you meet the people.
He would always pick her up. He would always pay for... No, he wouldn't pick her up. They would meet there. He would always pay for the meal, and it was always really fancy places they go to.
This is going down a bad path, I feel.
So right before Valentine's Day, she's like, well, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? And he was like, oh.
I'm taking my wife out.
Did you think that we were dating?
What?
Yes. And she's like, yes, I thought we were dating.
They had a standing date every Saturday, mm-hmm. and he thought they weren't dating?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Mind is blown.
I know.
Maybe they were dating. He's wanted to break up with her, and he thought that was an easy way to do it.
No, he's like, he's like, we never kissed. We never held hands.
How do you do that for 6 months?
She said, I thought he was just being very respectful because we did meet at church. So I thought I know.
Little's on her.
Yeah.
Not a kiss in 6 months?
How is that possible? Like, how do you not just even accidentally?
Well, she said it was always very awkward because they would be like going.
Like, get to hug each other. You know, one person would go in for a kiss, I would think.
She's like, we talk about like our plans for life and our hopes and dreams. And it was like very.
Is he gay?
I asked her the same question. I don't know. She doesn't know because she is still kind of. she's still processing this.
Wow. I got it. I was not ready for that.
That's a stumper.
Yeah.
I want to be nice because it's your friend. And
she is very sweet.
Mm-hmm. I would just think, from his perspective, he's like, well, obviously I haven't tried to kiss her or anything. Or,
but why are you, I mean, were they friends prior?
No, they met.
They weren't. They were still. They were just friends.
It was It was a singles mixer at church.
So he was.
Oh, this what?
All right, yes. Now I'm back. It's on him.
It's on him completely. Yeah, then. She was.
It's a flag should have gone off, but you know, maybe she was just.
Yeah, she had good theory about it. Like, oh, he's being nice and respectful. But right. I mean, it is weird that the no kissing goodnight after 6 months is a little unusual.
Or holding
but the
hands
fact that he was at a singles mixer.
Valentine's Day was going to be like the big, you know.
First peck on the cheek. You got old third base.
Anyway, it was devastating. She was telling the story.
I feel bad for her.
I know.
Wrong man, time to swoop in, man. Get that rebound.
I like the sound effects.
We were trying to sign her up for dating apps that night after she told
I'm not sure she's ready for dating apps, to be honest. Maybe eHarmony. I wouldn't go. I don't think she doesn't sound like a Tinder person.
No.
Because what somebody on Tinder is going to try to do on the first date is going to be very different than the experience she had with that guy after 6 months.
Well, let's not give Tinder that bad of a name.
I think if you are very clear with what you're expecting, you know.
Right.
I don't think someone that is not expecting the same would respond to you.
eHarmony. Right. Still say eHarmony.
That's one of the best ones.
Or like, what's the, this is like a Christian Singles or something, right?
Christian Mingle.
Mingle. I'm not even joking. That's
up her alley.
Yeah, I think it's a better fit, honestly. Like, I'm not being smart.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get her on.
All right. Let us know.
Gosh.
Wow. I was genuinely surprised at the ending of that story.
You're welcome.
So, I mean, and I feel like for 6 months of, like, every dating once a week, and, like, at the end of every date, there's a whole, like, oh, are we going to kiss or not going to kiss?
Well, that's
kiss
what I was asking her about. I was like...
That's a long time to be thinking.
Does he walk you to your car? And he's like, it was always weird because we were parked in different spots, so it would just be like,
he never... At 6 months, you would...
They hugged.
They hugged?
Yes.
I bet this guy... I mean, I don't want to say anything... I mean, I think they were... Like, he must be afraid of relationships or afraid to, like, he's got to be, they were dating. Whether he thinks they were dating or not, they were dating. You go out once a week for 6 months and you meet at a singles mixer.
I mean, what did they talk about? Dating. I mean, did they talk about the future?
Everything, yes. Their families, their hopes, what they wanted to accomplish in life.
Man, I tell you what, that is a stumper. I think you kind of nailed it. But you know what? We're going to solve that with the next topic. Are you in a relationship or not?
And the amazing thing is that dating story was not planned.
It was not planned at all. It just worked out because it's a topic. I mean, there are some clear signs, I think, that you are in a relationship. One is a standing date. That is you're in a relationship when that happens. Meeting their friends. Did she ever meet any of his friends? Family? They talked about it, but they never...
I don't know that answer.
Ah, okay. Are you on social media together? That kind of thing.
That would be a good one for that. Yeah, on Facebook, was it like...
The Facebook?
On the Facebook, was it, it's complicated in a relationship, but maybe
they
weren't...
Do they still have that? Is that even a thing anymore on the Facebook?
I'm not on it much anymore.
I remember when I was going through a divorce and I changed it to it's complicated in one of our... All of our good friends goes, you have to take that down. That is just ridiculous. Who writes that? Oh, wait. I gave up Facebook.
Oh. Don't look.
I'm just on a sabbatical.
Give me your phone. We'll do it afterward.
I meant is that I don't know what the options are on Facebook now for your
story. Yeah, I don't think. I think you can definitely put you're married.
Mine just says single, even if I'm like dating someone and one person said something to me and I'm like, whoa.
I'm still single.
You're still single until you're married. Yeah. I don't understand that. People will say that.
In a relationship and then link it and you're like, oh, that's so bad.
I believe I made that point once and you both totally crapped on me.
What?
The in a relationship
with somebody wasn't married, but they were in a relationship, and I was like, well, then you're still single, and you guys were like, oh, no.
I'm talking about Facebook status, not in real life.
I'm talking about real life. Are we talking about Facebook or real life?
IRL. No, just kidding.
Because you guys definitely gave me a hard time once IRL. Because it said if you're not married, you're single.
No, IRL, buddy.
Okay. All right, so, wait a minute, in real life. So if I'm not married, but I'm in a long-term committed relationship, am I still technically single?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I don't remember giving you a hard time about that.
It happened.
I probably edited it out.
Because I said I was going to make up a word for it then.
Technically you're single, but if somebody asked me if I was dating somebody, I would say, oh, I'm dating somebody.
Or I have a girlfriend. Yeah,
I have a girlfriend. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm single. Yeah, that implies that you are available.
Yeah, I concur with that. But you're still single, and you're in a relationship. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember there was one time I was at home in Des Moines. I was walking with my parents around one of the lakes or whatever, and my parents ran into a friend of theirs, and I was dating somebody at the time, and this woman had asked my mom, it's like, oh, you know, I know this nice young girl. She would be perfect, blah, blah, blah. She's single. Are you single? And I said, no. I'm in a relationship. And then my dad looked at me. He's like, you're single. You're not married.
That's right, Mr. Rung.
I know. I mean, technically, he's right.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, going back to whether you know you're in a relationship or not.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Can you please let everyone know where this article came from? Because that was what made me laugh the most.
I don't remember. Where is it?
17 Magazine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember that.
Like, Rung pretended like he didn't get off his own subscription. These are definitely photocopied pages. They're not from an online version.
No. Not true. Not true. And I am actually having a hard time finding my copy of that.
Have you met their family and friends? Are you their number one?
Number one.
When do you usually hang out with them? Oh, I'm sure you don't want another weird story about my friends.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so anyway, my one friend, she was dating a guy, and they were in a relationship, or so she thought, but it was always weird times. Like, this is talking about when do you usually hang out with them? Are you catching them between breaks or meeting them at Starbucks for a quick, you know, date or a movie or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it is 17 because they talked about meeting them in the hallways at school.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, my friend would meet this guy at weird places and then...
like weird places? What do you mean?
Well, like he would get off of work and then they just meet there for, a drink close by, and he would never want to go back to his house, and he'd be like, oh, it's just a mess, it's just a mess.
I want to guess the ending of this, but I have a feeling it's going to be a surprise ending again.
Well, she started to get really uncomfortable and something happened. I go, well, what's his name? We'll cyber stalk him. And I did.
Uh-oh.
His wedding pictures came up.
Yeah. I figured that was.
Sorry.
No, that's too bad.
I mean, the family and friends thing is like, you definitely obviously meet friends first. So I feel like you can be in a relationship and not have met the family yet, because that's a bigger step.
Yeah.
You meet the friends right off the bat. Like, if you ever met somebody's friends after a couple weeks even, maybe a few weeks.
Sure.
It's like, all right, might be a red flag. If it's been a couple months and you even met their
friends, you
are the other woman or other man.
Yeah.
The whole social media thing, though, I'm weird about it.
And I don't like going on social, even when I'm
dating someone, you still won't see them on my social media.
I don't think I've, no.
I never had social media as, I was single, but I was with Beth already. So I don't have any, like, exes on social, like, I don't have any pictures on Facebook of, like, someone I used to date before Beth.
I don't either.
And it actually makes me, I think it's great that I don't have to, like, some, you know, 100 pictures on some random social media site you can never remove, essentially.
Oh, God, that'd be wild.
With, like, some other person.
This is how I ended up with that, where you have to allow yourself to be tagged. It was because people, you know, that I was in dating, and they wanted to, like, tag us in pictures, and I'm like, no.
I never do that either. I always thought it was maybe just because, I mean, one, because of because of my employment, I don't know. I don't like to share too much, although God knows I've shared enough of it on this show.
True.
but I don't share too much of that stuff on social media. Now, like, I'll share some stuff with friends and stuff like that, like when, you know, go to a Cubs game or restaurant or hanging out with people, but...
Yeah, I think if there's a way I can get all my pictures off Facebook and then, like, save them to a zip drive and then...
You can download them.
Yeah, one at a time, I'm sure, probably, right?
I don't know.
I mean, if I could just do it easily and then, like, remove them all from Facebook somehow. Like, I would love to have no pictures of anyone. I'm sure it's not a big deal and blah, 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 but I feel like the permissions are, like... Yeah, I feel like a picture of Caitlin could end up on some Facebook ad, you know, in... some country, and I would have no idea. Like, they have the right, they like have the rights to those pictures.
Oh, they own everything.
Yeah, and I'm like, why do I do this? Why do I let these people own pictures of me and my friends and family?
But you know, I remember, I don't know, probably about 5-6 years ago, there was a lot of talk about people that were getting Instagram handles and Twitter handles and all this other stuff in the name of their kids, and I'm thinking to myself, there is no way Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and I meant to put a "the" in front of each of those, are going to still be around when your kid is a teenager. I mean, that's not going to happen.
One cool idea is get them an email address, and then whenever they do something funny or cool or, like, you want to make sure, like, oh, this should be something we remember, you email them and say, like, oh, today you said this, and it was really funny.
That's actually a really good idea.
And then when they turn, like, 16 or 21 or something, you can give them the login.
Right.
And they have all these emails about... I think you probably have to be a little balanced on, you can't go crazy with it,
yeah.
But like some really cool moments, like, oh, today you made your father and I laugh, or your mother and I laugh when you,
right.
You know, said this, and it was really great.
That's cute. But my children are old enough that they now already have their own email addresses and logins.
So maybe you give to them when they're 10, I don't know.
Yeah.
They
probably have to have it for school, don't they?
They do. In fact, One was checking her email the other day, and all of a sudden she had all these requests for babysitting because she had created her own website.
Wow.
I know. She's like an evil genius. And then posted that she does, like, overnight newborn babysitting for $6 an hour.
What?
Yes.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yes.
and not happening, right?
So when she's like, I forgot my password, can you help me? And so she was getting some from her teacher, and we're going, I'm like, what have you done?
Did she show you the website?
Yes.
Is it pretty nice?
Yes. It's hilarious. In fact, I mean, props to her teachers, and also I have to watch her much more closely now.
Sure. Did she get any jobs out of it?
None that I would allow her to have, no.
I see.
A bit young for that.
Overnighting, yeah. Absolutely. Well,
overnight newborn care at my house.
Oh, it had to be at your house? I'm sure you would have loved that.
I'm guessing.
Okay, well, that was an interesting show on a number of levels. We went to a number of places that I didn't think I mean, I'm glad we did. I thought it was funny.
I'm sorry. I'm sleep deprived. I'm sorry.
Well,
you took me places I never thought I'd go.
Oh, you say that to all the boys, Tommy. All right. Well, for Tom and Allison, I am Eric Rung. This is Single Married Divorce. Thanks so much for listening. We'll have a brand new show for you next week. Have a great week, everyone.